to Abiding in God's Grace Ministries podcast. Thank you for joining us, tuning in and listening. We appreciate each and every one of you beautiful men and women of God. This episode probably won't get listened to by many men, and that's fine. This episode, I am dedicating it to Christian women. To godly women. And that's why we are titling this segment Christian Women's Support. There's something very, very important that the Lord has laid on my heart. You know, we are in the end times, and this is the most crucial point in our lives, but also in human history. Now is the time to give yourself to the Lord, to accept God's wonderful, beautiful gift of salvation through His only begotten Son, Yeshua. Now is the time to live for God through Yeshua, to surrender completely, fully, genuinely, and wholeheartedly. I want to go ahead and start with a prayer before I dive into this. I ask you all to please join me in prayer, which is the most important thing. If you will, please bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Lord, we thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and giving us another day and another day to be with one another. Lord, we thank you for providing our every single need, for we know that all that we have is by your grace, by your mercy, and by your kind, loving hand. Lord, thank you for the roof over our head, for providing our shelter. Thank you for the clothes on our back, the food in our stomach, and for quenching our thirst. Lord, we thank you for keeping our electricity on. We thank you for letting us be able to have a job and to be able to go to work. We thank you for our vehicles. We thank you for our beds that we sleep in, our blankets, our pillows, hot water, clean water. We thank you for every single thing that we have. Lord, we beg for your forgiveness. Please, Lord, forgive us for taking for granted everything that we have. We're so used to having these things, to having homes and clean water and indoor plumbing and hot water, that many, many people forget that there are people, millions of people suffering, who do not have clean drinking water, who do not have indoor plumbing, who do not have beds, who do not have home structures like what we have. Please forgive us for our ignorance and arrogance, for our self-centeredness, for our spoiledness, and for everything that we take for granted. Lord, we thank you for this ministry. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your prophecy. We thank you for your love of warning us and foretelling us. We thank you for the Bible. Lord, thank you for coming to earth and sacrificing your perfect self to pay our sin debt. Thank you for making an atonement for us with the Father. Lord, we thank you for sacrificing yourself and paying our sin debt and for defeating death and for conquering hell. And we thank the Father for raising you from the dead, resurrecting you 3 days later. We thank you for your preaching to your disciples for 40 days. And we thank the Father for your ascension into heaven, where you sat on the right side of his throne. Lord, we thank you for your promise that you gave to the disciples, and not only to your disciples, but to every generation all the way up to ours, that you were going to prepare a place for us, for in your Father's house there are many mansions. We thank you for your promise that you would return for us, and your promise that you would send the Holy Ghost down to comfort us, to dwell inside of us, and to guide and lead us. Lord, we ask that you send your holy angels to guard the outside of our homes and to not only guard, but to protect our homes against any evil and against the evil one. Lord, we ask that you send your holy angels to guard and protect the inside of our home, every corner and every room against evil and the evil one, and to protect us when we're together and when we're apart against all evil and the evil one. Lord, we ask that you keep us from the hour of temptation and that you deliver us from all evil and that you deliver us from the evil one. Lord, we ask and we pray that you watch over and bless every single listener that we have today. Bless them and their families. Bring them peace and comfort and give them eyes to truly see and ears to truly hear. Lord, we ask that you give them an unquenchable thirst, hunger, longing, and desire for your word and your ways, your commandments, your statutes. Lord, help us to be better children, better parents, better spouses, better people, better brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, help us to put on the full armor of God every single day before we even get out of bed. And Lord, we ask that you help us to remain strong in you. Lord, help us to lean on you and your will and your word and not our own understanding. We ask all of this in Yeshua's almighty name. We love you. Amen. Thank you all for joining in prayer. So, our Christians Woman Support. This is for all of the women who feel that you failed God because you've had sex before marriage, because you've yelled or cursed at your children or others, because you've gotten in the wrong relationships, because you had a baby out of wedlock, because you've struggled with addictions, because you've been promiscuous, because you can never seem to get your life together or get it right. Know this, the only way you can or could ever fail God is by completely rejecting Him and His only begotten Son, Yeshua. The only way you can fail God is by giving up on Him and walking away for good. The only way you can fail God is by not accepting His forgiveness every single time you need it. The only way you can fail God is by giving up on yourself. My beloved, you're His daughter, and a loving parent never, ever gives up on their child, no matter how far off the path they've gone. You don't have to keep asking for forgiveness for being human. God already extended all of the forgiveness and grace you will ever need. That's what He did for you at the cross. He knows everything you're going to do, everything you're going to think, everything you're ever going to say, before you ever do it. He's not angry with you for being human and not getting it all right. He knows. None of us are perfect, and we all fall short of the glory of God every single day, every single time, every single second of every minute of every hour of every day. We fall short of the glory of God. Only Yeshua, His only begotten Son, was perfect. He knows. When you asked Him into your heart at any time in your life, it was a done deal and completely sealed. As long as you repent every time you sin, every time you mess up, every time you fall short, and as long as you believe the gospel. See, it doesn't matter how far you've messed up. It doesn't matter if you keep messing up, even though you're trying desperately not to. It doesn't matter what you look like to everyone else, as long as you keep searching for Him. Keep getting to know Him. Keep trying. Keep talking to Him. Keep believing, and don't let anyone or anything ever tell you that you're not worthy, because none of us are worthy. There is not one single human who has ever been, who ever is, or who ever will be that is worthy or perfect, except for the only begotten Son of Yahweh, which is Yeshua. The woman you think that has it all together with God doesn't. None of us ever do. We all fight and struggle to accept grace and let go of shame. But that's what He wants all of us to do. He wants all of us to accept His grace and stop beating ourselves up, to search for the right path. And if you can't stay on it, keep trying until you can. He loves you and adores you so much no matter what. He knows how messed up we are, and that's why we need a Savior. He will teach you and guide you. Keep listening, and before you know it, He will have you built into the best version of you that you ever thought was possible. My beloved, my beautiful sister in Christ, you beautiful child and woman of God, do not let Satan convince you that you're too far gone, or that you're not good enough, or that you're too broken, or too far off the path, or too dark and twisted, or too unworthy for God. Don't let the enemy convince you of that. Don't let Satan convince you that the lady over there is doing it right and you've got it all wrong. I promise you, she's struggling too, and battling battles that you have no idea about. God's most beautiful masterpieces usually came from the most broken messes. And these masterpieces have been through it all. These people know that God's not looking for perfection. He's looking for connection. Did you hear me? God is not looking for perfection. He's looking for connection, and a connection with you. You don't have to worry every single day about trying to be anyone but you. He will show you, change you, mold you, transform you, and grow you. Don't let anyone make you feel bad for not being where God has taken you yet. He knows when and how, in His perfect timing. So hold your broken head up high, because you are the daughter of a king, and you are about to be crowned. The time is now for you to draw nearer to the Lord. The time is now to give yourself completely, wholeheartedly, genuinely, truly, and fully to the Lord our God. The time is now to stop being part of this world. Do not be part of worldly things or worldly people. Do not partake in things of this world, nor with worldly people. There are many family members and friends that I have that I love more than anything, and I pray for them all the time, but I cannot be around them. It's not that I don't love them. It's not that I don't want to be around them. God wants us to be set apart. We are not to be surrounded by people or things of this world. They can say they believe in God all they want, but if they're part of this world, their God isn't Yeshua and Yahweh. It's of the enemy, the devil, Satan, that old serpent, the dragon, Lucifer. Every single morning. Before you get out of bed, before your feet hit the floor, put on the full armor of God. Stay strong in the Lord every single day. Repent every time you mess up. And let me tell you something, I repent more than anything because every day I sin. Every day I fall short of the glory of God. I'm human. We will never be perfect. Know for sure that you have been saved and that you're going to heaven. People chance with things all the time. Some leave it to fate. Some leave it to luck. There's a million things that apply to that. But I'm telling you right now, sister, this is not the time nor the thing that you want to chance. I promise you that. This is eternity we are talking about. Eternity, which is forever. It never ends. You do not want to take the chance of spending that in hell. For those who tell you there is no hell, they are liars. They are Satanists. There is a hell. Hell, as we have discussed in other episodes, is a place of constant, never-ending torments, burning, never-ending, burning in flames. You do not want that. You do not want that whatsoever. I don't want that for you. You need to wake up. You need to stand up. And you need to give yourself to the Lord today if you haven't done so already. Go through our episodes. Learn how to be saved and everything else. This is why we do this. Is to help you. Because we want to see you go to heaven. God wants you to go to heaven. He loves you so much. You are his daughter, his child. And you mean more to him than you could ever possibly imagine. As a daughter of the Most High, of Yahweh, you need to become more aware of what's really worth your energy and time. And that's the Lord our God, Yahweh through Yeshua. You need to understand that the lenses of our hearts need to be continually cleansed by the Holy Spirit and the revelation of Yeshua. Look at 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 24. But King David said to Ornan, "No, but I will buy them for the full price. I will not take for the Lord what is yours, nor offer burnt offerings that cost me nothing." Point is, what you put your time, heart, and energy into says a lot about you, not just to other people, but to the Lord our God. Don't sit down. You need to stand up. Put your warrior boots on. Be an ambassador for Christ. Boldly proclaim the kingdom of God and boldly declare God's truth. The Lord showed me that many of you are being assaulted by the narrative of the enemy, telling you what season you are entering. The enemy is trying to dictate this new season upon you, and it is bringing fear and intimidation, especially as he screams battles and cycles of the past will not only continue, but will get worse. But put on the full armor of God and stay strong in the Lord. Remember, the enemy is a liar and he is attempting to change the times and seasons of the Lord's decree over your life. Your safety is found in the decree of the word of the Lord for your time and season. The enemy's narrative has been louder lately because he's terrified that you are entering into the manifestation of the new things the Lord has spoken over your season. Fight back. Fight the enemy with the word of God. Look at Psalms chapter 71, verse 20. You have allowed me to suffer much hardship, but you will restore me to life again and lift me up from the depths of the earth. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, I am full of hope that my life and every listener, that their life will be restored to wholeness through you. We wait on you and believe you will do mighty works in our lives. We believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that us women are worthy and mean so much to you. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations, and we abide in you and stay in your embrace. For you say in 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 17, he reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. Lord, we hold to your promises, for we know that you are a just God, holy and perfect, that you will never lie and you will never break a promise, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that our enemies become your enemies, and that you go before us and that you walk with us. We know that the Lion of the tribe of Judah is roaring like never before. Lord, we give it all to you. We bring all our burdens, everything we bring and lay at your feet. We know that the world is about to soon find out that the Bible is not a mere storybook. That Yeshua, the Christ, this world's only hope, as seen in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. We will stand by you and for you. And we will choose you above all others. We believe that nobody can stop your blessings nor your promises. And Lord, Lord, we trust in your unfailing love, and we will rejoice because you have rescued us. Dear Lord, thank you for loving us so much. You are so, so good to us, even when we're busy. We need to set aside time to spend just with you. Lord, you are our number one priority, and we love you. The only identity that has eternal benefits is the one in Christ, and we glorify you in our lives today. Lord, we know that the church doesn't need another cool, self-promoting, self-obsessed, opportunistic entertainer. We know that the church needs humble servant shepherds who have died to self, who are willing to be disliked for preaching the truth, and who preach the word no matter the cost. Lord, we know that in him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord, and in him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. And we pray that, we pray Ephesians chapter 2, verses 21 through 22 over every listener today. How we are fitted together to build your temple. Lord, we call on Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. And dear Lord, you have given us so much and we are so very grateful. May we always have a giving heart that is ready to pour out love into the lives of others. Give you praise and worship, and we ask and pray these things in Yeshua's almighty name. We love you. Amen. Remember, beloved, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 12. Let me ask you this. If John the Baptist preached like most pastors in America, he would have never been beheaded. Does your pastor and your church preach like John the Baptist? Because that's what we're all supposed to do. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them, as we see in 1 John 4:16. Pray to the Lord our God. Dear Lord, I am so blessed to be loved by you and cared for by you. Even when I get frustrated by life events, you are always there for me to talk to. You guide my steps, and I love you so much, Lord. Thank you. Sisters, we hope that you enjoyed this episode. We hope that you realize how loved you are. And you are never too far gone from the Lord our God. Put on the full armor of God. Stay strong in the Lord. Repent and believe the gospel. Pray without ceasing. Turn to the Lord our God today and come out of all wickedness. We love you all. Thank you for joining us for this episode. Please join us for the following episodes coming up. God bless.
hope that you have enjoyed today's episode. We hope that you're enjoying all the content of Abiding in God's Grace Ministries, whether it's through our podcast here or our Twitter account, Instagram account, Facebook account, or if you are on our Facebook Christians Men's Group or our Facebook Christians Women's Group or our website. Now, we have a few announcements that we wanted to go over really quickly, and we're going to put this at the end of a couple of our episodes, just so y'all are aware of some things going on within the ministry. So, first we're going to go over announcement number one, emails. So to all our beautiful, beloved sisters and brothers in Christ, first and foremost, good evening. We have some very important issues to discuss in regards to our ministry and our ministry's email. We have spent the past several hours going through well over 2,000 emails. Now, unfortunately, with spam mail, as well as hackers, as well as scammers, we have hundreds, actually over 1,000 of emails from people that we honestly have no clue if they're subscribers, members, or if in fact they are really hackers, scammers, spam, etc. So, we are asking that if you email us, to please state you are not any of the above, but most importantly, we are asking you to please let us know who you are and what your email is regarding and in reference to. Example, if you're writing for a prayer request, if you're writing to receive our daily devotionals, if you're writing in regards to our podcast, if you're writing because you just need someone to talk to, if you're writing questions that you're seeking answers or clarity to, if you're writing to receive our Bible study courses, if you're writing to receive our Bible studies, if you're writing to receive our study guides, if you're writing to receive our spiritual nourishments for the day, or if you're writing to receive our monthly newsletter, etc., please let us know so that we can make sure that we email you back and so that we know so that we're able to better serve and service you all. We want to thank you all so very much from the bottom of our hearts for your understanding and for following these email instructions. We have many, many subscribers and members from Facebook, our Facebook groups, Twitter, Instagram, our podcast, which is on numerous different sites. So it is very, very, very difficult to know, especially when our ministry reaches people from all over the world. We don't want to not message somebody back. However, we are aware that there are certain emails that people can send, and if you open them, they can let viruses and everything onto your computers or whatever device you're using. So we ask that when you do email us at abidinggodsgrace@yahoo.com, that you please introduce yourself with your name. Let us know how you heard about us. For example, if you heard about us through podcast or one of our many social media sites or our website, let us know that. So identify who you are by your name, how you heard of us, and how we can help you. What is your email in reference to and regards to? That way we know that you are definitely not spam or a hacker or a scammer, and that way we will definitely get back to you, and then we'll be able to assist you with whatever you need. So that's first and foremost. Secondly, we want to thank you all wholeheartedly and sincerely, humbly, and just from the bottom of our hearts for following along with this ministry. This ministry's sole purpose is to encourage and help and be there for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. It's also to do the kingdom's work, to do the work of the Lord. It's to preach and spread and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and to share, spread, and preach the word of God, Yahweh. This ministry, however, is not funded by any major thing. So this ministry survives and thrives solely off of the donations of our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, of our members, our subscribers, our listeners. In order for this ministry to continue and to thrive, in order for us to be able to better service you and to be able to give you daily devotionals and to do the podcast and to give you Bible study courses, to give you our Bible studies, to give you our study guides, our spiritual nourishments for the day, our monthly newsletter, our social media sites, as well as our monthly newsletter, etc., to just to be able to do everything that our ministry does. We have to rely on the good-heartedness and the support of our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ with your donations. This ministry is strictly been funded out of our pockets. And right now, given the circumstances of the COVID-19 and what all is going on, funds are very limited and tight, and many within the ministry have lost their jobs. So there's no income at all for them and their family, long enough for this ministry. So understand that when you donate, it's specifically going into this ministry. If people need help and they can't afford a bill, that's what we're there for. If they need clothing, food, if they need any of our numerous things, like I said, like the newsletter and stuff like that, it's all getting funded from the ministry. Everything stems from the ministry. We are partnered with our Daily Bread. We also team up and help Grace for You with John MacArthur. So we help and partner up with other ministries. Now, we don't receive funds from them, but we'll help them and we branch off of some of their stuff. So again, if you are able to, and if the Lord permits and leads you to, we ask that you please donate. We have our PayPal site, which is paypal.me/abidinginGod'sGrace. There's a fundraiser on Facebook and then also on our website, all of which will be in the description. So again, we want to thank you for being there, for listening, for joining us, for following along. We want to thank you for your support, your contribution, and for any and all donations that you may give. Because of you and because of the Lord's kindness and mercy and blessings, we are able to do this. However, we're not going to be able to continue with everything in the ministry without the help and contribution and support of our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. So we want to thank you for all that you do. Thank you in advance if you are able to give. And we ask that you please email us. We would love to hear from you. You can also message here on Anchor. Send us a message if you want us to include anything of yours in our podcast. If you have prayer requests, I would be more than happy to include it in our podcast so that everybody can pray for you. If you have something that the Lord has led you to say, message us and we will be more than happy to get back to you or include you in the podcast. So email, message us on Anchor, message us off of our social media, and we'd love to hear to you guys and interact in fellowship. God bless, and we love you all.